Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio. This is your host, Jim Masters. It's always a pleasure to have an opportunity to chat with a great friend of Close Up Television and Radio, and that is Kimberly Berg, world-renowned artist extraordinaire, award-winning on so many different levels, male feminist advocate as well, and really extraordinary at what he does. He wants women to be cognizant of their history during Neolithic times and the times of today when, of course, you know, there's so much rapid change and things happening in our lives. And with Neolithic times, it's when women were revered, which is enchantingly, glowingly, and magnificently depicted in his art. Kimberly was inspired as, in case you are, because I know we've mentioned this before, but we always get new listeners. So for those of you who are new to our show today, the inspiration for the extraordinary award-winning art that Kimberly creates and crafts for all of our enjoyment and our inspiration was inspired by Lane Redman's book, When the Drummers Were Women. And that's when he first learned that in Neolithic times, women were well-regarded, valued, and played a vital role in the functioning of society. And these awe-inspiring paintings that he creates are really reflective of that magnificent historical period when, you know, Kimberly aspires to revive. He envisions a time when women can once again be the front runners and gain the same political equality as men. According to Kimberly, patriarchal ideas were created to allow men to take a superior role and discourage women from aspiring to leadership positions. His art proudly reflects women as highly independent, spiritual, and in perfect harmony with nature. And through his art, women are shown as authentically compassionate. Their bodies are drawn to represent integrity, nobility, and graciousness. With the rise of today's women's movements and feminine spirituality, the future looks extremely promising, according to Kimberly. And during pre-patriarchal times, women were female respected and valued, and that's how it should be today. He encourages all women to be fearless and confident, and he sees things from a historical perspective. Thousands of years ago, patriarchy has not been around forever, only 5,000 years old, and before that, it was a female society culture. Life was good when all were equal. So if it could be done then, and with less resources too, it can certainly be accomplished once again in today's times. My pleasure to welcome from New York, Kimberly Berg, on this episode of Close Up Radio as we continue our extraordinary and exclusive series of conversations together on Close Up Radio Live. Kimberly, welcome back to the program. It's a pleasure to have you here today.
Well, it's a pleasure to be re-invited. It's you seem to understand what I'm trying to do, you know, very, very well, and I find it very gratifying to know that you can understand what I'm trying to do and help me to reach out and make it possible for the message to be heard by a wider audience than what I'm possible going to do.
Right, and that's the greater good of it all, and that's, and I appreciate those words, that's the mission is to get people to know about it, then really appreciate it, and then apply it to their own lives, and to do so through the extraordinary art itself. In summary, for people who might be joining us for the first time and haven't heard any previous conversations, I encourage them to go back into the archives and hear the conversations we've had thus far. What are some of the things that you're working on now that you think would really, really spark the interest of people and maybe even get them to respond in a way where they reevaluate maybe their lives and maybe things that they've been doing and things they've been saying and the way they've been living that hasn't necessarily been very advantageous, complementary, or beneficial for equality? And maybe they'll be able to make some of those changes now as a result of the understanding and appreciation of your work. What would be some things that are top of mind for you right now?
Well, I would like to say, make it clear that I'm not just a poet, but also an artist. And it's very, very rare to find a person, an artist who can master those two areas. And for me, it came naturally. I didn't really have to struggle with it. I never had any formal education as far as writing poetry or creating an image. And it's the ability to use both as one piece of art. It makes my work stand out where most people or most artists and poets, very few that can draw the image and also create the language that goes with it. And that's what I enjoy doing the most. It comes, for me, it just came naturally. I never had to take lessons in how to write or how to draw. It all came naturally. And I enjoy doing it, and I'm glad that I can receive some recognition, you know. It's one thing to be an artist, but to be recognized as an artist that stands out, that is more important than anything else. And I'm really grateful that you have given me this opportunity to reach out to a larger audience than what is otherwise possible.
I know that, you know, with the rise, as I mentioned, of today's women's movement and the feminine spirituality, you really do believe that the future does look promising, right?
Yes. We're living in a very interesting time because women are traditionally have been put down as, you know, as not able to work on the same level as men. And what I'm doing, I never felt anything like that. And I treat women, as beautiful, as sacred, as lovely. And so the traditional contemporary way of looking at women is always what they lack, not what they have, but what they lack. And that's really, really very unfair attitude to take, I believe.
Right, exactly. And that's why it's important. You know, it's you've reached out and have shared with us, which some people in their day-to-day living might not even be aware of, that, as I mentioned, you know, you see things from this historical perspective, like thousands of years ago, and patriarchy has not, even though we might have been raised to think it is and might have been groomed to think it is, it's not been around forever. It's about 5,000 years old. And before all of that, it was really a female-friendly culture, right?
Yes, yes, that's true, and it's really sad, you know, that we live in an area where women are considered second best if he's considered good at all at anything. And that is really, it's really very unfair. And it's attitude that we still have today, though there are some roads in where women are starting to receive some of the credit that has belonged to them for a long time. And I'm glad that I can be a part of that movement.
I'd love to talk about your painting process. How are you inspired? I mean, obviously, you have canvas, you have all the supplies, everything, but, and it's like poetry on canvas, yet there has to be an inspiration or inspirational moments that are very deep and soulful and meaningful for you that get pen to paper, sort of, so to speak. What are some of those things that trigger you, inspire you to then be able to spend this exquisite amount of time working on art that isn't just pleasing to the eye, but also has a vision and a depth and a feeling and a subtle message embedded in it? What are some of those things that inspire you to be able to do that?
Well, one thing I should say is that I grew up with my sister, who was only a year younger than myself. So from little on, from a child on, I've always been associated very closely with the female sex, with women. And I understand them because I lived with them and grew with my sister. So that gave me a background that really made a big difference in my life as I grew older. And it was only then when I realized that my attitude towards women was much different than from the general population. And so I'm glad that I can have this chance to present women as worthy of consideration that goes far beyond what we have been able to realize in this modern era. Because traditionally women have been treated much better than what they are being treated today. Although that is beginning to change too. And I'm glad I can be part of that movement. And the nice thing is I can do it in two ways because I'm both a poet and an artist. So I can draw the image of women and also outline the beauty of a woman in words, not just in the visual representation. And that's why my work stands out, because I have a certain capability of creating both art and poetry that manifest beauty and loveliness of women. And having had that personal experience with my sister since a child, you know, I'm in a position to really understand just what women are and how they should be respected.
What is it about the relationship with your sister that obviously has left an indelible mark and continues to leave an indelible mark on you, a tremendous deep love and respect and mutual relationship, to the point where you speak so effortlessly and highly of her and in a glowing way? What is it about that relationship and about her that has resonated with you all these years?
Well, what the difference in my experience is that most men don't really get to interact with a woman until they reach puberty, you know, and then they find women very attractive, but they don't know anything about them. And I've lived with my sister since the day I was born, you know. She's only a year younger than I myself. So grow up year after year in constant contact with a woman and everything she does and thinks, and it makes a huge difference. And I'm very fortunate to have had that experience. So what I know about a woman is not something that I've learned, you know, when I was a teenager or even adult. I learned from childhood on. I have had that experience with a woman. So I know more about it. It's ingrown. It's a part of my life, my ability to live in this world with women. It's I'm just very glad that I can express these things, not just in words, not just in poetry, but also in the visual image in my art as well.
That's amazing. You know, it is. How do you describe your sister for folks, obviously, who have not met her? It sounds, you know, like this. You really do have this glowing respect for one another.
The interesting thing is that we grew together as children, as child, from little on, from, you know, age 5 to 35. And very few people have that experience, or if they do have it, they don't really value it that greatly, because our tradition is that women are inferior to men. I've never had that feeling and never had that experience. So that makes a big difference too, to the fact that my sister and I grew together from childhood on. And so the traditional way of thinking of women for me never made any sense at all. I never thought I was better than a woman or more smart than a woman or anything else like that. And I had this experience just since childhood on. So I think that when I realized that that's not the way most men look at women, that was completely new to me. That wasn't my experience at all, and it's never been my experience at all. So I value women. I really respect them. They have a sensitivity that men don't know anything about or recognize or give credit to. And that is very very sad.
Yeah, I can only imagine, right? It, yeah. What your sister, I would imagine, must have been, must be, you know, proud and feel blessed, and just the fact that you are doing the work that you're doing. What has her response been to it all?
Well, I should say that she's no longer living. She was died in a car accident. But
I remember you saying that. Yeah.
Yeah. But the relationship that we had, even as a child, we were really very close, everything together, and she would join, you know, in whatever I suggest that we do, like throwing a ball or just, you know, different types of interactions that children do. But it's really when your sister is the opposite sex, you know, you're given an opportunity to understand the opposite sex, the opposite gender, in a way that most people, other people, would never be able to experience. So living with my sister since childhood on into maturity gave me insight into women and how they think and how they move. It's a rare experience that I appreciated from the very beginning because I have a sensitivity to such things that a lot of people just passes over their head and never really understand all the things that a woman can help you understand. A woman's way of looking at the world, of looking at the opposite sex, of looking at the world, is something a man can't really understand fully unless they spend a lot of time with and grow up with the opposite sex as their sister or their brother. And I just feel very happy that I have had that experience. So when I never have any trouble, you know, making friends with a woman because I can understand them I can understand their heart, and it makes a huge difference. It's too bad that more men can have that same experience.
Right, exactly. And how has it changed you?
It's hard to say how it changed me because that's how I lived all my life, you know. If you meet a woman, you know, most men don't really get to know the opposite sex until they get older. But I lived with my sister since childhood, so my interaction with her and with the female sex was much different from what most people experience. And for me, the idea that somehow women were inferior to men or less smart than men or anything like that, that never... It just washed over me. I never took it seriously. Never give it any credibility. And that's what made the difference.
Which is fantastic that you realize that and you share it in the way that you do. And it's a real blessing. You're doing work that truly... I believe you were placed on the planet to do, Kimberly. It's work that, you know, whether it's a higher energy that's filtering through you or just to have that third eye and to be able to spend the time on it and to really care about it in the way that you do. And you really, you want your art to not just, again, be appreciated, but also to truly inspire change, right? Have you had feedback? Have people said over the years, in seeing and appreciating your art, they are inspired to help facilitate change? Have you seen some of the results of your work?
The interesting thing is that I'm not just a man that had a sister. I'm also an artist and a poet. So I bring to the whole idea of interaction with the opposite sex, I come to it with a much broader sense of what's involved in interacting with the opposite sex. And I think women are able to fathom this much more clearly than most men. You know, if you're not a, according to our society, if you're not a man, then you're something lower than men. You're inferior to men. And I never had that, I never bought into that attitude that a lot of men grow up with from childhood on. For to me, a woman or a girl or a woman, it's easy for me to understand them and appreciate their qualities than what a man would. I didn't have to have a relationship with a woman before I could understand anything about them. I grew up with with my sister, so the opposite sex wasn't some sort of mysterious place that that's impossible to understand or comprehend. I grew up as a child, so all that was ingrown in my experience and in my attitude, and I'm thankful for that. And then I can talk about it now. It's very important, and I'm glad for that opportunity.
It sure is, absolutely. Always a wonderful chatting with you, Kimberly. Really amazing conversations that go pretty deep and have great value and relatability, and I think open the eyes to what needs to be done, but also to appreciate your extraordinary artistry. You are an artist. You are a poet. You are somebody who, you know, is able to craft beauty and share it with all of us in a way that transcends the ages. And there's a lot of love and care that's built into it all, time and attention and blood, sweat, and tears and emotion and all of it. And I think not only paying homage to women and as a whole, you're also doing a beautiful thing in a way to keep your sister's spirit alive through your work. And I think that's a beautiful thing to have that opportunity to do that. Thanks once again for being with us here on Close Up Radio Live and joining me as our special guest for the last 30 minutes. And hopefully, you know, always looking forward to chatting more down the line. And I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have and always do with you, Kimberly.
Thank you. I appreciate giving me this opportunity to share with you my understanding and beauty and loveliness of women. And
you sure do it. You do it well. You do it well, Kimberly. Thanks again for being with us, male feminist advocate and award-winning artist who wants to really recognize women and lift in a way that's so incredible through his art. He is a master at what he does, and he's our special guest here on Close Up Radio Live. I'm your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time till next time. And I appreciate Kimberly being with us. Hopefully we'll have him back soon. I appreciate you being with us as well from all around the world. For all of us at Close Up Television and Radio, have a terrific day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.